It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. You know, it's funny that that is a quote from a work of fiction, namely A Tale of Two Cities, written by Charles Dickens in the 19th century. And yet, strangely enough, I think that quote, as applicable it was to the book and the contents of the book at the time, also applies to the times that we live in. And I think it's actually more applicable to today's times because, in some sense, it really is the best of times we're living in. We're living in this time of unprecedented plenty, access to everything, unprecedented health, unprecedented entertainment, opportunities left and right, or so we're told, and just seemingly unlimited possibilities. On the other hand, there are a lot of things that are not really the best of times. And a lot of what we see that could be termed negative is hidden under this patina of the good, of these amazing things that we tend to get distracted by. Now, the topic of today is a very simple topic, the question of why do we no longer talk of heroes? Why is there no more heroism in our day and age? You never really hear this term anymore. Nobody talks about heroes. You might hear it for 5 minutes on the news, you know, some guy rescues a kitten from a tree or rescues two children from a burning building, and he's a hero in that moment. But in general, we don't talk about real-life figures as being heroic or certain individuals as possessing heroic characteristics. And there's a reason for this. You see, for all the information we've gained access to, for all the entertainment and opportunities we have, it all comes at an opportunity cost, no pun intended. You see, the problem with everything being online and every human being online and online celebrities and online personalities and cults of personality and hucksters and gurus and all this junk is that it has made us, I think correctly, rather cynical about human nature. Now, there's an argument to be made, and it's a cynical argument, but probably a true argument, and that is that the internet that we enjoy has done something that nothing else in human history has done before to the degree it has done, which is denuded human nature of its illusions and projections. You see, it was a lot easier, even 5 or 6 decades ago, to bear the title of hero for something you might have done, or some series of actions you might have carried out, or your general character and how you act in real life, right? And so there are countless examples of this. One example would be the famous civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr., who was a prolific philanderer. He cheated on his wife constantly. Now, this was kind of known at the time, for the most part, but it was talked about in hushed whispers. It wasn't a big deal in light of his other achievements, in light of the other things that he did. Now, these days, such a figure could not exist. Now, I submit to you, if we were to somehow transpose, in a hypothetical, of course, the figure of Martin Luther King Jr. to the present, he never would have gotten off the ground, simply because it would have been overshadowed by his philandering and his other activities in the bedroom. Now, I give you this as an example of many, but the reality is that human beings always have a shadowy side, right? They always have a negative side to their positive side, or multiple for that matter. And the problem in today's day and age with the internet is that you see everything. And so you have a character like, say, Mr. Beast, just as a good example here, who has pulled the wool over many people's eyes, probably millions, fooled many people globally, into believing that he's somehow some super generous, magnanimous, helpful individual, rather than a cunning businessman who will rip you off at a moment's notice if need be. And there's mixed messaging there, of course, as well. And, of course, there have been whistleblowers who've talked about him. But the point is that back in the day, A, you couldn't have had a Mr. Beast because the technology was limiting in that respect. But B, you probably wouldn't have learned about these things. And if you had learned about it, it would have been talked about in hushed whispers. It wouldn't have been a big deal in the sense that it would not have been a public spectacle, as it has been in recent years for Mr. Beast in this case, because it's the internet. And so heroism, it seems, requires a certain degree of secrecy, as it were. Secrecy from the negatives, the shadow side of human nature. Because in order to be a hero, and in order to be revered as a hero, people need to, at least primarily, if not exclusively, focus on the side of light, the positive side, your actions, right? And I cited some examples before, you know, rescuing a kitten from a tree or rescuing children from a burning building. You do have such individuals these days. You have firefighters, you have all these types of people. But were something to happen, such as, oh, firefighter Smith, who saved something like 327 children from burning buildings, well, what he likes to do in his private time is watch Gangbang Prawn. That fact, that singular fact that he likes to watch Gangbang Prawn every day, would detract from all his other heroic activities, thus nullifying his heroic status. It's an extreme example, admittedly, but that's an example of what happens these days and why human nature, which has become so subject to scrutiny in the current day and age due to the internet, does not allow for figures of inspiration, because every one of these potential heroic figures is a hop skip away from some scandal due to their shadow side being revealed to the public. And it's just a fact that although you have figures that are technically inspirational, especially in the so-called manosphere and the red pillosphere, we all know most of these people are just hucksters. You have Hamza the Bathrobe Man. You have some clown running around now who's very tall, 6'6", who has this whole story about how they said he was only going to be 5'9", so now he's going around making videos about what I would have done if I had only ended up being 5'9". This type of junk. And you just can't take it seriously. These are very cynical endeavors on the part of these people. Now, it's not to say that you can't appreciate people for their actions or appreciate people based on their actions, but it's just very difficult to do that. Because invariably, inevitably, what happens is, in due time, in due course, people are revealed to be, well, less than heroic. And it's important to bear in mind here, gentlemen, that people were never particularly heroic, and even our definition of heroism changes, right? I mean, you go far enough back, someone like Caesar, Julius Caesar, was regarded by his troops and many in Rome as a great hero, but he enslaved and executed close to 1 million people in Gaul. Now, by their standards, that was heroic. By our standards, however, significantly less so. And if you look at the heroes of ancient Greece, these were brutal warriors who were brave but not particularly virtuous in the ways we appreciate virtue. But even setting that aside, it's just really hard to have people to look up to these days. Role models just don't really exist anymore. Because if they survive long enough online, something about them will disappoint you. Maybe they have some bad habit. Maybe they have a dark secret. Maybe they're just unpleasant, nasty people. You know, they put up a front when it comes to presenting themselves online, and they turn out to be total a-holes. This actually happened with the famous YouTuber Ray William Johnson, who, by the way, has an amazing set of hair considering his age. But setting that aside, he's very unpleasant in person. The same is true of many actors you might meet that seem glamorous and cool. So, at the end of the day, the problem we're living with right now is that everything is subject to such scrutiny that the good in people will almost always be undermined by the bad. And why is this the case? Because, frankly speaking, we all have a negativity bias. We focus on the negative. That is what our species does, for rather obvious evolutionary reasons, because focusing on the positive and the good is less likely to help you to survive and reproduce and move on to the next generation, whereas being on alert for danger, for negative things, does do that. That's obviously why, when it comes to the news, although you do have stories about kittens being rescued from trees and what have you, that's not the type of news that makes headlines. The type of news that makes headlines is earthquake shakes LA, 300,000 people die. Well, that's a lot of people, obviously, but that would be a huge headline, obviously, and it's negative. And I think we've lost something due to this constant scrutiny and surveillance and this constant observation, because maybe it is a delusion and maybe it is an illusion. In fact, it probably is. But that illusion, the delusion of heroism, of having a role model and something to look up to and someone to look up to, served an important function, just like sincere religious belief did at some point in time, and still does, for the few individuals who actually believe in it. But when you take all of that away, and subject everything to scrutiny, and fact-checking, and this and that, then, yeah, you just realize that people are pretty scummy, And humanity is not a particularly amazing species, or at least we're not as amazing as many of us like to think that we are. And to be honest, I'm okay with that for the most part, but I think people still have a thirst, especially young men, a craving for role models and heroes and people they can really look up to. And that just doesn't exist anymore. And in come the gurus and in come the hucksters who sell all these men, especially young men, these counterfeit pills about what they're supposed to be doing with their lives and how they're supposed to be dealing with women and how much money they're supposed to be making. And please note here that none of these activities traditionally would be regarded as heroic. Simply making money, making lots of money, banging lots of women, chasing gains at the gym. These were not traditionally heroic activities, because heroic activities back in the day were activities that benefited the community, were activities that went beyond the individual and his ambitions and goals. And even if there was overlap, ultimately their achievements benefited other people. And you see any of that these days? No. Everything is about getting yours. So we have the cynical situation of the internet subjecting us to constant scrutiny, surveillance, and on top of that, a kind of hyper-individualism when it comes to our goals and the things we want to do in life. And all of this is amplified by the current meta of online existence. And this is why heroes simply cannot exist anymore, and why heroism is dead, unfortunately. Now, for the older men, I don't think it's that big a deal, because you live long enough, you begin to realize that heroism is kind of a meme more than anything else. But for young boys, teenage boys, for young men, I do think role models and heroes are an important concept that basically doesn't exist anymore. And unfortunately, we're in a situation where it's not simply replaced by a vacuum, it's being replaced by avid and active manipulators, hucksters, and gurus who definitely don't have the best interests of the men that they're manipulating at heart. But what can you do? These are indeed the best of times and the worst of times. But in any event, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my generous donors on Thank you so much. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, leaving a comment, subbing if you're not a sub, be much appreciated. Thank you so much. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out next time. Until then, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.